Hey y'all, what's up? It's SW Podcast Wednesday, and of course we are live. We are here. We are present. It is Wednesday, July 20th, and
wow,
it's the 20th of the month.
Wow.
What's up, Queen?
Man, this time it went by quick, man. What? July 20th. Next week. Next what? Saturday is July 30th.
Yep. Sunday is the 31st.
My son's birthday. Yep. Because my son's birthday is the 28th, and that's Thursday. Wow. School's finna be back. Y'all ready? School is finna be back. Are y'all ready?
Everything is actually about
traffic.
Everything about to restart again.
But traffic seemed like it ain't never died down. It just it squeezed like tinch down. Because it's hella traffic out here. I be like, where these people at? Where they coming from?
It never left.
I can get a little bit faster, probably somewhere across town, probably 5 minutes.
I'm
earlier amazing. Now. Mm-hmm. Than I can if I was, you know, when the students and stuff come back. It's just the school buses in the morning. That's what I'm going to hate. Jeez.
Because it definitely
gotta
never
leave
left
10
me.
Minutes early now. I got to leave 10 minutes early before I leave. I can't leave at 8. I got to leave 7:45. That's messing into my little private little moment time with myself in the morning.
You got to get up a little earlier. Look.
I be trying to get to, you know, I be going to the gym early too, though.
Yeah.
So when I come back from the gym, I be like real, like, I can chill for at least an hour.
I don't have that long. When I go to the gym in the morning at 5-ish, I come home, take a shower, and ready to work, clothes on, right out the door.
Oh, see, that's how I am on Tuesday and Thursdays. I'm like that on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I go at 7 to the gym.
Hold on 1 second, Queen. We got two. We're going to say the hellos.
Hey,
we
Joe.
Got Joe. We got our boy Joe.
What's
speaking.
Happening,
what up,
Joe?
How you doing, Joe?
Joe, I got to get up. Got to get one of them books, Joe.
It's good, too. We got to bring Joe on because, we can't. We got what you get the book, Queen. We already said that. You got to get the book.
I got to get the book.
You got to get the book because we're going to do a couple of the inserts when we bring him on. So,
okay.
We definitely got to.
Text me a link so I can get the book. Text me the link now so I can go on and order it. Don't put it up there on the screen. Text it to my phone, Joe.
He
so
he
I
got
can order
to.
It.
What's up, Kels?
Hey, Kels.
We are always Kels so chilling. Happy to have our wonderful male.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
In the building because, you know, that's representation matters. You feel me?
You gotta
bring the black men on board. If they ain't on board,
we ain't living. If they ain't on board, we ain't living.
So, welcome to the show, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and jump into it. We are, like I told Queen, I told y'all last week that this and next week are gonna be our last two live shows until August.
Was it the third week in August?
I think it's the third week in August. Let me just be sure because 1, 2, 3.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Third week in August. So we will not see y'all this week and next week, and then we won't be back on until August 17th. That's the third week in August. So August 17th, we will be back with y'all then. But we got this week live, next week live. So we looking forward to continuing our live shows until we meet again. But we're going to be definitely live with y'all these next 2 weeks. So, again, our topic today is representation matters. And our quote of the day is, white feelings should never be held in higher regard than black lives.
And it shouldn't.
Any questions?
Well, they might say, well, I'm a change my face. Well, what make you guys think that
Okay, so Queen has
that's the question that they gonna ask. That's the question they gonna ask.
Liable question from the source. So the reason why this is a statement is because feelings and emotions are not more important than human lives.
Period.
Any more questions?
Period. Because they treat their animals better than they treat a human life, especially a black human life.
So all I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't come at us no more. Like, our lives not just as important just because y'all used to do crazy stuff to us back in the day. We ain't on that. Where now, all we can say to you is, don't try. With that, like, you know, it's a lot of stuff they do and still get away with it because they are protected by so many different resources that we don't have. But
yeah,
there's plenty of things that they'll never try us with, trust me. Joe laughed at us. But it's plenty of things. So that quote is very, very prevalent. White feelings should never be held in a high regard in a black life. And I just want that, I just want us to understand that a lot more ourselves, that we need to be more understanding of the fact that our lives do matter. And what we do matters, how we live matters, wanting the same comfortability and wanting the same success in life should not be a crime. So, you know, that's why that quote is a very prevalent quote. And I think that we even ourselves get away from, oh, because we'll go to question what he did. What he did, what? That's the first thing some of us say.
What he did.
Just because he did. Well,
why they messing with him?
Well, what he did to make them
do. He had to do something to make them do that.
We hear more blame from our community than we do a lot of people in this world anyway, because we around who we around because those are the people we choose to be around. So if there's ever a time and you can't speak your mind about who you are and what you deserve because you're working hard for it and you're trying to get it, then that's a problem. You should be able to address things in the same standard because you're paying the same taxes, you're paying the same, you voting the same way.
You're paying more.
Well, more taxes.
You're paying more.
We're in a different tax bracket, actually. So, but yes, ma'am, representation does matter. And so that's our quote for today. White feelings should never be held in higher regard than black lives. Author unknown. So it is, yes ma'am. So as we jump into today's show, we're gonna we will be discussing the many ways that seeing you in films, short stories, and in life have a different representation on you and how you desire to move in your own journey. It also helps to reduce stereotypes of being unrepresented. The media definitely reflects the value of society around it. And for the longest time, Black voices and stories were not valued or represented. As representation started happening for the Black community, it was filled with hurtful stereotypes and far-off misconceptions. So we will say within the last 5 to 7 years, and that's me just being roughly given a number. In the last 5 to 7 years, we have seen more representation of the Black community and value as, and the actual value has been placed on the stories being told. So now you are seeing, having the opportunity to hear the stories being told either by family members or by the people themselves, because people now are telling their own stories. They're not waiting to die. They're not doing any of that. They are making sure that people know exactly what happened in their life before life is over.
They're telling you right here on the YouTube, the Facebooks, and all of that. Right here on social media, they telling you.
You're definitely seeing it.
I love it though.
Yes, definitely.
Tell your story, because all of us have a story to tell.
We all
everybody have a story to tell. You don't got no story to tell. I might be just looking at you like, well, where you been in the last 40 some plus years? Just in the box.
What has been going on with you?
Yeah, like we all have a story to tell.
We do.
You'll be surprised about some of the stories you hear.
Yep.
Because we be looking at that. We be looking at people outside appearance, but you don't even know what they done been through in their life because you just looking at the outside. And when they that story come out their mouth, you be like, wow, I would have never even thought that you. Yeah, me.
Yes, and it's really surprising to even know think that people don't believe that there is a story behind every face. It's really surprising to me. I've literally felt that we have an undeserving understanding of that particular situation right there in at hand. Mm-hmm. That we like if we don't hear it firsthand or see it ourselves, we don't believe it.
Yep.
So, and I don't know, Queen, I used to think that was crazy. I really did. I used to think that, why I got to prove to you? But now I see why, because receipts.
Yeah.
You people will ditch
you. What? You want them, baby. Like, produce me those receipts. Like, I want to make sure, I want to know that this is fact. Because you do have people out here fabricating their story too now. You know, people go off. Come on now. People think about it, you go off to college. Matter of fact, me and my little cousin had this conversation a couple weeks ago. Girl went off to college. She wasn't nobody in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody. Like you didn't know her. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't know who she was.
Got to college. Baby, everybody knew her. Like she changed everything about herself from then to there. Nah.
Because she was creating a new version of herself.
New version of herself. But you have some go off to college and they'll tell you, child, look, I done this. I was this when I was that where I was. Girl, everything. Then you end up running into somebody that, oh, well, I know such and such. They from here. That ain't go like that. That ain't right. You'll be surprised, people like.
Baby, let me tell you.
They want the story to be interesting.
I have heard some of the most unbelievable things about people that I've went to high school with. I ain't never said nothing. I just sat right there and listened. And you know, because at that time, you know, back in the day, it wasn't like it was an issue to tell somebody that they lying or nothing. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I never gave a darn about somebody lying about themselves that much to intrude on your lie. That's your lie.
Yeah, girl, you remember we did.
Just don't put me in it.
You remember when we did that?
Mm-mm. Keep me out your line now.
Keep it doing.
You gonna have
to keep it doing.
You gonna I sit there and not be and I sit and act like I don't hear no lie, but don't put me in your lie and be like Shelby. Don't do that. Cause I'm not. Cause Shelby only gonna ever lie for Shelby.
If I
can't stand a liar. I have a big problem with liars. Like, you know, not that I have a problem with liars, I have a problem with lies. So if you doing the lying, I probably do got a problem. But I don't like it. Cause me personally, I think it is more so too because I can't keep up with lies. But
yeah,
so that's why I don't lie, because I can't keep up with lies.
Because you don't tell one lie after lie after lie. Who's going to be keeping up with that?
That's not my lifestyle. So what I choose to do is be honest and live a life that's definitely honest for me. My life I ain't got no reason to lie about nothing in my life. Just Shelby take care of Shelby. Shelby going to do whatever Shelby want to do.
Period.
And that's what it boiled down to. So I don't have a reason to have to lie about any of that. But I do believe that when it comes to how we present ourselves is going to be a marketing tool for how you present yourself. So it's very important to study anything that you're doing so you can be perfect at it. You can have a form of perfection of that thing, that tool that you're trying to utilize to help represent who you are. So this particular topic is a dear topic because of the fact that when we were growing up, we got to learn, we actually got to see Black people on television with success. We got to see Black families on television. Sitcoms were with black families. Yeah. We actually got to see that. We got to see Black men, women raising their Black children. We got to see them be lawyers. We got to see them be doctors. Whatever role they played in that series, they did it. And we saw a good representation of that. We saw people going off to college. We saw them having babies after they got married. We saw what was supposed to be considered a healthy lifestyle. Many of us mimic that. Many of us live our own lives. But we had the opportunity to see it. We had that representation. A lot of our parents didn't have that. A lot of our grandparents, not even our great grandparents, but just our grandparents in general, a lot of them didn't have that. They didn't have that Black representation. But I saw where Whoopi Goldberg had said, as a child, she was watching Star Trek and she saw a lady on Star Trek, a Black lady, and she called her mom in the room and she was like, "Mom, I know I could be whatever I want to be because it's a Black lady on Star Trek, she ain't no maid." They want to represent us as a maid on the show at that time. So,
nanny.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't the... So she got to see something different and it gave her the insight of knowing that this is... I can do this. I can do that.
Yeah.
So what we see is definitely a representation of what we can actually infiltrate or what we can grow into for ourselves.
Look at Whoopi now. Just from watching Star Trek.
Tell me.
One of the most boring shows to me ever.
I don't know. I used to love Star Trek, man. I know. I'm a weirdo, though. I got told that so much. But I watch MASH too.
I watch MASH, but Star Trek, you know, but I ain't have cable back then growing up as a child. I was living with my grandma and my auntie. Them. They ain't have cable. So you had to watch what came on them folk channels.
Girl, exactly. Especially before we got cable and we had that antenna.
What? I got an upgrade one, though.
These kids will never know about the box set TVs.
At all. Wow. The times. The HBO and everything. We get all off topic.
Okay. So back. But okay, and also for anybody who's tuning in, we got a link in the I'll put it on the screen for you so you can see how it looked. But we because Queen did remind me we was off topic, but we do have a link in the comments, so if you see something or hear something or want to say something, you can click that link and jump on, and we'll bring y'all on and give y'all the opportunity to voice your opinions online on air. And come on in, JL. Don't be looking crazy.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Mom record.
No, it's just her staring at me, though. I ain't like the staring, so I'm going to say something to you because you're staring at me. But, they know, you know, people know we do live. We be live. Queen had to say something. You had to say something to Rashad on the show one day. It was hilarious.
Like, man, be quiet. I'm too loud. Like, Jesus. Now I'm in my room now recording because of them being in, they all in the kitchen coming out. Man.
That's what Jada finna be doing now, cooking. I'm going to see if she going to kind of bring it, don't try to be too loud with it, you know. But So, all right. So back to the representation. We're going, so the children between the ages of 8 and 12 years old consume around 5 hours of on-screen media daily, while teenagers consume a little over 7 hours. Wow. And they're normally streaming the platforms like Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, and children have access to the cartoons, films, and television shows. So while they have access to all of that, if that's a lot of things to see that can actually show either non-representation or representation of who they are. But that's a lot of them.
And a lot of that is not showing representation.
Right. Right.
And so, a majority of us is probably that's the ones that's watching it.
And you know it. So recently, Netflix was heavily scrutinized after releasing a promotional flyer for a French film entitled Cutie. I read about that, but I didn't know. I've never seen it. Cuties, the promotional flyer for this film displayed young girls in sexualized dance positions. That's what that was. Makeup and revealing clothing front and center for the promotional flyer is a black girl in an over-sexualized position. While this film is rated MA, it is safe to assume that children would have viewed it, of course, because you know kids was going to see it. And what were they going to decide to do? Why? They would have decided to start being and doing what they have saw. They would have emulated those things. Mm-hmm. But you know, historically, black people have been both either underrepresented or misrepresented. And that's what a lot of it is when it boils down to it. It doesn't just come to the fact that we're underrepresented. When we are represented, it's always in a misrepresentation of who we are currently. Like in 1990, 2000, we weren't slaves anymore, but every movie you see, any black...
It was slaves.
It was a slave-based movie.
Yeah.
We over here in 2000. Why? What, we got to still be slaves for our movies? You know, so the representation of us was slim to none. Exactly. And I've never seen any of the movies either, to be honest, but I know... That it just, because I was tired of seeing that on display. I was tired of seeing us as servants or not getting the validity that we deserve for certain things. So to start seeing a lot of those things happen is well deserved for one, but it's also empowering for the youth to see that in that light. What you think, Queen?
Yeah, we got to be represented the right way. And if, because it is a lot of kids that they don't see what we was able to see from watching those television shows. Even, it depends on what neighborhood you, well, it depends on if you grew up in a neighborhood, because some people ain't grew up in a neighborhood. So you might see Mr. Johnson and them down the street, that might be a representation, but see, you don't really know what's going on in Mr. Johnson, them really house, but we just see them as husband and wife, you know what I'm saying? Then you might see somebody else down the street that, you know, but you really don't, you know, you really don't know. But I know with me growing up, I had representation, one of my aunts, my grandmother was a single, my grandmother never got remarried once my granddad separated, so. Just seeing her, but I seen the side of her as far as being a business person, businesswoman, having her own. And I can honestly say I seen that in the community, because even the man that she dated, he was a business person, having his own stuff. So I got that representation. I got representation of the husband and wife and stuff like that, but got some of that representation, but didn't know as I got older and started learning about all the background. That one, that's the best representation that I should have been getting, because in the inside, it was toxic. It was really toxic. So to watch those shows.
And you know that can be very conditioning to a child. You know what I'm saying? If they believe something, or to a person in general, like if they believe that things were this way, but that's also having understanding that nobody is perfect.
Life. Yep.
But that's why I believe, like, I don't think that we have to allow kids to see every single thing. I don't they believe in that. But in no way, shape, form, or fashion should that.
Imagine how much we've seen. A lot of stuff that we've seen, we shouldn't have never seen.
No, of course not.
We've seen a lot.
course not. Because a lot of the things, and I can say, like, even with the things that I saw, they weren't, I didn't see things that could have guided me to be a certain way. That type of stuff I didn't see. So I'm very thankful for that. But there are plenty of other people who saw much more. And those things should have never been in their eyesight. But you can't, when you are coming down from a generation, you know, of different things happening in these households and different things happening with these people, you can't really know how they're going to handle a situation sometime until they get in it.
That's true.
So seeing, and that's why I'm really thankful that we did get to see some form of Black representation on these television shows, because like on the Cosby Show, Bill used to talk to his kids. They used to get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, dang. And talk to, and not just his kids, his everybody. Kids' friends that came everybody. Over there.
Everybody on Family Matters, Carl and Harry used to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We saw this happening. Phillip Banks then played the radio.
The first Vivian, baby, sister, get you together real quick. She really? Played that role good, and mm-hmm. I was mad when all that happened. Because she played that role. She really played.
She really did.
Even like what's the name? I liked the Blackish. I didn't get into the Chris Rock show. Everybody hate Chris until after it was off. And I started watching the when they started playing the reruns.
Oh yeah.
And stuff like that. But like I say, the Cosby Show, watching that, and look, to be able to see a doctor, a lawyer, your kids going out to college, one went, didn't want to go, came back home, and you still, it was just so much. And for that show to mm-hmm. go from the Cosby Show to a different world.
Man, oh, my goodness. We all going to college.
Like, what? Going to baby, that's college. What I want to do. Look, and going to HBCU,
we saw,
baby.
We saw really, what we got to see was so thorough.
Yes.
We got to see some thorough shit. So, like, for the ones, like,
you
know, honestly.
Wearing them sweaters, the sweatshirts mm-hmm. represent all the HBCUs that he was wearing.
Martin
those
used to do that on
sweaters
his,
that was,
used to do that on his show, too.
And some of the other sweaters that he was wearing was Black-owned designs. The paintings that was in their house was Black-owned art. Like, it was so much. That we ain't really know until after the fact, when you really, I can actually probably really say I know when we was able to get on the internet and start researching stuff.
And a lot of it came out then, but I think also too, watching more things as an adult, because when I started, because mm-hmm. I've never been a person who cared about the television shows enough to go look them up and try to learn nothing about it. I rewatched stuff. I have rewatched a series of Martin a few times and seeing differences in this and things in there that shows such raw talent. We saw a Black man have a Black relationship where he ain't cheating on his girlfriend. She ain't cheating on him. They got healthy friendships. We saw positivity there. Like, even if they weren't married, because you ain't have to always do the married thing, but they were a power couple in their time. We saw LL Cool J in his show, he came on all the time
with
some type of representation. He had the FUBU line at that time, but he definitely mm-hmm. wore all his stuff. Like, he was one of those people who promoted what he was actually doing. Let me see, who else?
That's a lot of them. Steve Harvey's show. They had the Hughley show.
Definitely the Hughley show.
Sister, watching that whole dynamic with sister, all mm-hmm. like. That was something in itself. It's a lot of shows, but those main ones that we didn't name, Different World, Family Matters, Martin,
they had a
those
prevalent
shows. Yeah, like we really like you ran home, such and such time, bath in front of the TV. You either you already
there. Yeah,
because
it wasn't recording
ate.
And rewinding.
No, it wasn't no You and everybody didn't have a VCR to be recording, because your mama was probably recording her stories anyway, so you couldn't even mess with the tape, because it's the same tape that she didn't use. All the stories on there. After she watched
Girl,
it, then she played it, put another
stuff.
One in there.
We done recorded so many times back in the day. Like, We'll have one tape. We'll be the recording over the same different music on the not trying to catch stuff on 9.5. You remember we used to try to catch stuff on 9.5 to record it on our tape so we could play it on our voicemail.
even down to watching BET then, and watching Donnie Simpson and Sherry Carter, yes, and just yes, watching yes. them. And even what is the lady name? I cannot think of Jackie. That was actually on. She was the anchor for their news show. It's dang, so many. It's so much. It like oh
we
my
saw
god.
So much black. We saw a lot so of black representation. We did.
BET, I loved y'all back then because
oh yeah,
you always seen us.
It was a reason for it though because they represented us. They showed us things that we needed to see to remind us of our greatness. And that's what black representation is. It's to have positive people showing a positive influence so that you can continue to get positive results from the people in your community. If you're not doing it for the people, who are you doing it for? Because your family is a part of the people.
What? They are part of the community too.
They are definitely a part of the people. It's so many things on different platforms that are utilizing their resources to promote negativity.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about they're backed by political forces. They are backed mm-hmm. by very, very high paid and companies brands, and corporations and brands and sponsorships. They have so many negative things out there to work against promoting you to show your kids a positive representation of themselves. They got a million different things to work against your one solid single self.
Your one solid single positive self.
Positive self against all these negative forces that's coming, you know, just up.
Because your little positive things don't get seen because of all the negativity. This healthy relationship over here don't get seen because of all the negativity from this other toxic relationship.
That's right.
It's crazy.
So we have to continue to be the leaders behind the voices that we're pushing with these kids. It can't just be, oh, such and such said. It got to be what you said. You can't just be talking mm-hmm. to them. You got to show them. And a lot of us not. Too. And a lot of us are do as I say, not as I do parents. You know what I'm saying? So, but you got kids that's watching what you do. They don't care about what you're saying.
that you just didn't put that much fear in them.
And that ain't working no more.
That was our generation and our parents' generation. Like,
yeah, I don't see
kids really looking at you here. Like, what?
Huh? I done seen too many kids too taught for me to believe at anybody with man, it's just too much. It ain't no way that you can sit up and believe you could threaten your kid just with an ass whooping like that these days and they just really care. Because my kid's 17 to 18, it ain't no whooping going on anyway. But y'all kids out of control at two. Y'all kids out of control at two.
Look, I seen a video on one of them social media platforms, and it was a black and white little girl, and that little girl up there with them goddamn pom poms, she done throw them on the dude, the little white girl, and I'm just looking like, where is the parent of this white child throwing her stuff at people? So the black little girl got the pom-pom, then throwed it at her. She all up in the little black girl. And I'm just like, man, these people and they churn just out of control. This is just out of control. These people and their children. And it ain't even just them. It's blacks too. It's even to see little kids. It's hard for me. And I done said this a million times. It is so hard for me to be around some kids. And I'm at somebody's house or anything. Anyway, don't matter where I'm at. Know you or don't know you. That I'd be wanting to say something to somebody's child when they acting.
I'm literally
want to. What?
I have to catch myself sometimes. I ain't gonna scold you before your parents scold you now. I'm not gonna do that. You know, I'm gonna give your mama the opportunity, your mama dad the opportunity to scold you. But if you do it again,
taking their time.
But if you do it again, and I see it, I'm like, hey, what your mama just said to you? And if they look at me like they crazy, I'm gonna been a broke their arm. But a lot of reason, I'm joking about that. But a lot of reason why kids so messed up is because everything with a kid that's messed up is it's a parent's fault. Simple as that. Because y'all ain't doing nothing these days. I see kids, you take a phone from a kid that's 2 or 3, they cutting up. And the mom and them giving it back. Why does a 2, 3-year-old got a phone like that? Like, why do they got a tablet at their hand that young? And without it being guided or like to the point where they cutting up and nutting up, they supposed to have a time set for that. So they know that this is I'm taking this from you. But you know what started happening is that kids teaching themselves. It's the electronics teaching them. It used to be, they used to say back in the day, the TV raising kids. Mm-hmm. But now it's still electronics, but now it's the handheld ones that's raising the kids now. Right. So representation matters. That's why the television shows have changed. You got to throw the people off track. You know what I'm saying? Throw these kids off track. We got to keep them lost and fucked up out here where they want to shoot up each other and just be TikTok dancers, and that's all. What now with them not seeing a whole lot of positive reinforcement to their negativity or them just being allowed to get their way on TV, even now with the shows on television, they are allowing the children to get away with things. They're really not like a lot of punishments or any type of
no chastising. They ain't chastising.
None, queen. If I ain't getting chastised, I'm gonna continue to do it.
Like somebody put a question up and was like, if they could actually they wouldn't even have to say nothing. They could just look at their child, and their child, they just, that facial expression, how their child around him, like, let me shut up. Or just the sound of your voice, you could scare a child.
Yeah.
Have a child in tears. Because I know the sound of my voice talking to my children when my mom get real cuss word in. Real reckless. And them children being tears, I can be on the text and these children in tears, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I was the same way with my mama.
Me too. Baby, listen, Harriet, when it came to me, I don't know how she didn't treat everybody the same because I was the oldest. So, you know, my virtue was bigger. But baby,
they ain't like that no more, man.
My mom put fear in me. I knew my mom ain't had no car. She couldn't come and find me or nothing, right? But baby, what that meant? You think that if she told me what the curfew was, my mom represented strength to me. So I was terrified I'm terrified all my life to disappoint her and let her down because I'm her oldest child. I have a responsibility upheld for me. That alone just made me say, you know, you better keep your shit together because
let's just stay on the right path. We're gonna veer off a little bit to the side.
You know, I'm gonna have but we're gonna stay on this right path.
It's like that.
It's like that. And you know,
I'm gonna say what? Huh?
When you're dealing with a real parent, it's like that. I always said that, like, if you're dealing with somebody real, you can't never think that you're finna be caught up in a fake situation or they're gonna allow you to get away with anything. No, it ain't just gonna be no getting away. Mm-mm. We finna talk about this, so you finna get your behind beat one. Mm-mm. And my mama got to the point where, you know, I'm not gonna keep beating you, but we're gonna sit down and have a more direct conversation so we can get to the root of why you want to feel like you got to challenge me. You want to challenge me as the authority.
You the child, I'm the adult. You right. The child, I'm the adult.
But what she represented to me is exactly what I get to represent to my children, strength.
Yeah.
So I get to show them that even if it comes to different perils and things that happen, they still get to see you as strength. And it's reasons behind that because you've shown them that. So what you've guided them with and what you've taught them is positive representation of what they need to be as they're going through. Maybe they won't have to ever go through it as tough, but they'll know what to do to get through it, to get over it. Mama ain't never give up. Mama always did this. Mama ain't never turn her back. Mama. So they're going to see that we may have had declines in our lives, but we never fail.
And they seen you get up.
And that's what you got to have that type of representation for your children. It cannot be do as I say.
Mm-mm. And not you as do I better do. Than me.
You got to. But I'm gonna give you a reason because I'm gonna show you how much I do. I keep showing you how far I go just so you can know you can go further.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you giving them that. Your representation of what you show them matters. What they see on television matters. What they see at their school matters. If they felt like the people don't give a damn, they're going to show you that. They're going to act like they don't give a damn.
They don't.
That's because that's how these kids are now. Like, these kids are challenging you now. So if you tell me, as my teacher, that I'm doing something wrong, but I see you doing the same thing, how I'm wrong?
And they will tell their teacher that. They definitely will tell their teacher that.
We was terrified. We was terrified of to speak back to adults. Because we know that they'll call our parents. And who finna let their mama be called, man?
I know. I ain't finna let Juanita be called. Because, see, Juanita... Juanita did not play the radio. Like,
I was about to let Harriet get called.
Look, my mama didn't jack me up in front of my kid's daddy as a teenager. Like, literally jacked up for being disrespectful. Leaving her house when she told me not to, right in front of him. Him and my brother had to, like, literally get my mama off me. Like, so Juanita didn't care.
My mama slapped me in front of a dude.
So I'm like, y'all true, y'all got it good. Because my mama, y'all grandma,
whole different story. Antoine DeBo, it says, what can the, I don't see the rest of the, see, let me show you. There you go. So I don't see everything else on there. So get back with me. So as we continue to push on, we can say history informs the present. Although we have made progress since slavery and the stereotypes that sustain it, more work must be done to ensure that a holistic representation of Black children is presented. As difficult as it may be in today's climate, parents must be mindful of the imagery consumed by the children and make a conscious decision as to what is acceptable to view. Y'all have to be more prevalently aware of y'all. Yeah. I'm not really worried. My kids are grown now. But people who got young children, you really need to be aware of what they're watching, how much energy they're giving to these electronics. You need to be aware of these things because what you're doing is allowing these things to take precedent over what you can teach your child because they're going to say, well, I seen such and such do it and they got away with it. Or I seen this happen. And nothing ain't happened to them. And now I can do it. Or I'm finna go try to set this on fire because I seen Timmy do it on TV.
Oh, not Timmy. Timmy.
and that's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah. So we gotta be very invested in what we allow them to see and what they're allowed to be around. The realization may lead to tough but necessary discussions regarding equality, racism, sexism, and misrepresentation. But educating ourselves and the generation that come after us is very critical to transforming the future, our children's future, especially when it comes to dispelling and dismantling and dismanaging stereotypes. So we definitely want to be pivotal in how we represent ourselves. We want to be a constant force in the community that shows what we represent. We don't want to ever be held to the negative standard and then come around and say, oh, I'm positive now. It's fine. That's fine to fix your life. But you got to know that that's going to come with some regard. People are going to question your judgment. They're going to question who you are. They're going to do all of that. And in our work, in the things that we have to do, whether albeit the platform of podcasting, our jobs, our parenthood, anything we do into the community, cooking classes, hands-on phlebotomy, all the stuff y'all have to do, even as caregivers, the resources that you are providing is a supplement of who you are. So if a person starts to question who you are,
you got a problem.
That means that you are providing negative resources.
And you're not representing good.
You are misrepresenting who you are and what you should be doing it for. And if that's going on, that's a problem. And that's exactly what our children are facing today. Negative scrutiny because of what they're being taught, how they're being taught, and what they're allowed to see in our communities and in their households. And then you expecting them to take what they see in their households and forget all about that shit and leave it at home and go into a normal life.
Or go to school and try to be productive.
And try to do work.
They can't even be productive if they got chaos at home. There's no way that a child can be. And I can't say it's no way because in some cases it happens. It happens. Some kids that actually excel in school because of what they got going on. Because in their mind, what they're thinking,
you gotta get out of it.
I gotta get out of here. And I mean, this we're talking about elementary school level kids thinking this at the elementary level. So their mind is already that. I won't even say a one track mindset, but it's set on that goal. Man, this ain't where I want to be. I ain't trying to live like this. I ain't trying to be like this. I ain't trying to be like mama and auntie them, granddaddy them, daddy. I ain't trying to be like that. And you got kids as early as grade school, elementary, that's in that mindset, knowing that they don't want this like this.
Because remember when LaShondra used to work at Rickards and she was saying that these kids came to school with these heavy loads.
Yep.
Of all this stuff that's going on in their homes.
Yep.
These are high school based kids, but they've been carrying that since middle school, since elementary school. They've been dealing with it that long. Schools are just starting to bring in
mental counselors
and mental health counselors for those particular resources because now mental health is really, really prevalent. Mm-hmm. But there are so many things and there are so many things that are going to continue to keep happening because of how we are allowed ourselves to be represented. Sagging your clothes, wearing too tight shit all the time. That influences your children.
Think about how we grew up during the crack epidemic. Mm-hmm. Think about if they would have had mental health coming into the schools way back then.
Oh my God. You know how many lives would have been saved?
Way back then, when they were doing the DARE and all of that coming into the elementary schools. Think about if way back then.
The amount of lives that would have been saved would have been overwhelming because back then people were not afraid of utilizing their resources. Mm-hmm. They ain't had a pride that they got now.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Especially if it's coming from people within your communities. Because you remember WIC and all that was started in the Black communities.
Yeah.
So we was providing these resources. We could have got you off dope too. But would you have listened? But it's just a lot. So falling back into what it is, representation does matter. You got to be a constant staple to what we expect our children to have, the resources they should utilize, and the many, 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 many different things that they are not aware of that is affecting their lives. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up the show for the day. But in the way of knowing that if you are a pivotal person in somebody's life, albeit children, nieces, nephews, because everybody don't have children, if you're a teacher, if you're a guardian, if you have nieces and nephews, if you have anybody that you can share positive influences with, and you do share positive influences with, or just even big brother, big sister type stuff, where you going to get these kids knowing that they don't have any opportunity outside of their neighborhood to even go to a movie that shows Black representation, if they can't get to a museum so they can see the real shit, like the natural artifacts of us as scientists. That's why I was so happy when Hidden Figures came out, because kids got to really see that women, especially young Black girls, they got to see that they were the reason why going to the moon was possible. It's so many different things that we can show our people, our youth, that we choose not to because of pride, ego, and lack of resource knowledge. There's plenty of people who have the resources. Y'all could tap into us anytime y'all need to, because we could definitely put you in contact. We are a resource cesspool. So believe me when I say we'll definitely put you in contact. If you're looking to put your child in some type of growth and development aspects. Thank you all for tuning in.
Or yourself. Queen.
Or yourself.
Just your, or yourself. Or yourself. Yeah, or yourself.
Queen, anything you want to say to the people?
Man, just enjoy yourselves. Enjoy these last days of July. Because baby, August is going to burn y'all behind. So. Boom. But man, stay positive, y'all. Look, do something nice for somebody. Stop always waiting on somebody to do something nice for you. Just go do something nice for somebody. That's it. And it ain't got to be nothing that you got to buy, man. You could just say, hey, how you doing? You doing all right today?
That's right. That's right. All right today.
That's it. Because they might be going through something, just needed you to say they're doing all right so they can vent to you right quick and they be released and going on about their business and then forgot about what they just told you.
Exactly. They just needed to release it. They needed it off their shoulders. Just don't be the person that absorb it. You just got to be a person that can do it. You got to be a person who can be a shield to it, but also a neutralizer. But you cannot absorb it.
That part.
And on that note, happy Podcast Wednesday, y'all. We love y'all. We thank y'all for tuning in. We really appreciate y'all. We're going to continue to appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next Wednesday live at 6:30 for our next show. Y'all have a great rest of the week.
Peace.
Queen.